diversity, equity, and inclusion. In our country's current state, these words seem to be on the minds of leaders in every company, regardless of the industry. While organizations are attempting to create a better workplace culture for their employees, a term often lost in the weeds is dignity. Dignity is the right to be valued, treated with respect, and ultimately allowing a person to maintain a sense of pride and self-worth through various interactions. A concept that exists within the intersections of diversity, equity, and inclusion. From United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, this is Living Local. My name is Miles Sy. I'm a recent graduate of Marquette University and Milwaukee Fellows intern at United Way, Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. As an intern working closely with United Way's Reducing Barriers to Employment and Advancement Initiative, or RBEA, I've seen the commitment to helping every person achieve permanent employment with a livable wage, where opportunities to grow are available and they are treated with dignity. We understand that in some communities that we serve, our commitment is a bit more difficult to attain. Daunting obstacles can come in a variety of ways, but United Way focuses on four main areas: education and training, transportation, involvement with the justice system, and diverse talent retention. While United Way has been and continues to be deeply dedicated to this work, we know that in collaboration with community partners, our efforts will make an even greater impact on the people that we serve. Recently, I had the pleasure to sit down with Bill Krugler, founder and CEO of Milwaukee Jobs Work, to talk about dignity in the workplace.
We like to say in our program at Milwaukee Jobs Work, I mean, what we really provide are the three H's: hope, high expectations, and holistic support.
Milwaukee Jobs Work is a United Way RBEA partner. Their mission is to prepare and encourage motivated individuals living in poverty to achieve economic self-sufficiency through sustainable employment. I talked with Bill about dignity in the workplace and how the concept is ingrained in the work that they do with their clients.
People come to us, the people that we serve come to us broken and, you know, beaten down. They've lived their life in generational poverty. They've made some mistakes along the way themselves. And I think one of the things that we do wrong as a society is we tend to like to define people by all the things they did wrong in their life. And, you know, we see young men that maybe got arrested as a young person for a drug offense, a nonviolent drug offense, and they go serve time for that, and they come out and they're a convicted felon. And we as society want them to get up every day and know that I'm a convicted felon. And so we get these young men that come to our program and we say, tell us a little bit about yourself. And in the first 5 minutes, I mean, they tell us they're a convicted felon three times. Everybody has dignity, but I think what's happened is people's sense of dignity have been robbed from them. They've been taken away from them because of their focus on all the things that they've done wrong in their life. And so they have no self-esteem and self-confidence. And so restoring that hope, restoring that dignity is critical to the long-term employment success.
Although there are several employment programs in our region, Bill's decades of experience in the business world has helped him set Milwaukee Jobs Work apart. He understands that there is work to be done to bridge the gap between what employers expect and the barriers that his clients may face.
A lot of existing workforce development programs were about getting somebody a job. And on the surface, you'd say, well, that makes sense. I mean, I think that isn't that what we're trying to do? But when you peel the onion back a little bit, you see that they were able to get people a job, but those people couldn't keep the job. They'd get frustrated and quit, or they'd do something and get fired. And so they'd come right back and ask to get another job. So people were getting a lot of jobs, but they were never getting out of poverty. So we tried to develop a different approach, which simply put, I think we go deeper with the individual and then we stay with them longer. It isn't just about getting you a job. So when I say we go deeper, most of the people were not able to sustain a job because they have what we call these barriers that are standing in their way of long-term employment success. You know, we go work hard to develop a level of trust with the individual, which is important because they've got to open up themselves to us. They've got to trust us enough to share what these barriers are, and then we help them put together a plan to connect them to community partners to help them overcome those barriers, and then we connect them to additional training and skills to allow them to get a good job that they can keep. So it's really the piece that's unique about us is addressing and helping the people address the barriers that are standing in their way.
In addition to my chat with Bill, I had the opportunity to interview Michael Adams, Director of Employee Development at Milwaukee Jobs Work. Michael works with clients and staff on a variety of strategies to help create employment environments where people can succeed with dignity.
When we talk about this dignity piece, for a long time, I think that individuals have been leery of asking for help for fear of judgment. And so what we try to do is make sure that we have built a foundation of trust with our members so that they can come to us recognizing that we are just one part of a toolkit, one part within their toolkit that enables them to live a life of sustainability.
Clients of Milwaukee Jobs Work start with a 10-day workshop.
It's not a workshop to help you get a job. It's a workshop of discovery, I feel like. It's a workshop where we help individuals recognize that there is hope and that they will receive holistic support and that we have high expectations. We're gaining their trust. We are making sure that they understand that nothing can go any further without recognizing that it is okay to really find someone who you can trust, who you can work with, who can help you develop as an individual to achieve that you were looking to achieve.
Next, the client works with the JobsWorks team to understand the barriers they face to sustain employment and to get connected to resources that can help.
We have various individuals on our team, Milwaukee JobsWorks team. In particular, I'll speak about the barrier support specialist we have. This particular individual helps our individuals connect with like driver's license recovery. If we're going to work with someone, helping someone get their driver's license back, the barrier support specialist might help someone deal with the mental aspect of something that needs to be, that they want to get addressed as far as their mental health. And we don't, we aren't involved in the minutia of it. We make the connection. So we are conveners. We would take our member, for example, for the mental health piece, we would take our member and introduce them to a mental health provider that is on our team in terms of one of our partners. And that conversation then becomes between the member and that provider.
As these clients move forward in addressing their barriers to success, they start to explore what kind of jobs they would like to undertake.
We have what we call employment partners. So these partners are very versed in what we in our pathway, our workforce pathway. In most cases, those employers are what we call stability employers, right? And so these stability employers understand that an individual might come to them with not as much experience, or they might come with some other issues in their life. So when they get into that job, that particular job, they are stellar. They are really beginning that journey of self-sufficiency.
At Milwaukee Jobs Work, success comes in different forms. For most clients, it means finding work that is sustainable, which in turn allows them to interrupt the cycle of poverty. Success also means finding the confidence in oneself to keep moving forward, no matter what barriers stand in your way, and knowing there is help out there when the barriers feel overwhelming.
This young lady came to us, she was referred to us by one of our community partners. She was a single parent, three children, and just came to us in crisis, but it was manageable, but she knew she needed to get into the world of work. She came into the workshop, just did everything she had to do, and she made all the days. She graduated, Even before she graduated, we had an opportunity to bring some employers in to mock interview, because that's part of what we do. And those employers came in, and several employers, when she was just mock interviewing, they said, wow, we should talk to her a little further. One of the successes was the fact that here it is, an individual who came to us 10 days prior, or maybe a little further than that, came to us and at some point didn't feel like she had anyone's ear. No one's listening to her, no respect. I can't get a job. I'm never gonna get a job. All this defeatist attitude. And over the course of this 10 days, gaining the trust of her and her changing and just transforming in the workshop from a quiet person to a person who was interacting in the workshop and finding her own way in her own space. And then all of a sudden she gets these mock interviews and she's knocking the interviews out the park. And she realizes, and we help her realize, that you have choices. So the dignity starts from the fact that you have a choice, that you don't have to just go and work anywhere for any amount of money. We said, these three employers are looking at you, and here's who they are. Here's the job descriptions. And she's looking at me like, well, which one should I get? And I says, you have a choice. But this is the way it works for a lot of our members, where all of a sudden they understand, the light goes off and they see, oh, I am somebody and I am wanted, in the sense of employers want me. They see my skill set. So we help them show themselves and show their skill sets. And when they do, these employers, as many times as happens, this is what happens. They say, hey, I want her. And it becomes a little bidding thing, right? The beauty of it is she chose a particular employer, went there for a warehouse type job, but ended up, after, again, short period of time working there, ended up in the office, almost being the face of this organization, in a place where there's not a lot of people that look like her that working there. Geographically, she goes from the north side to a local suburb. We're working with her on how to work in an environment that she's not used to working in. Getting a job in the warehouse and working a certain period of time, getting a promotion to work into the office, showing, again, her skill sets, and just really just flourishing, coming back to us saying, We had a deal, and the deal was, let me work this job for a year and go to that next step. She says, I'm looking at my plan, because she has a work plan, and they all have a work plan. They have a barrier plan, a work plan, a financial plan. She's looking at all these plans we're working on, and she says, I've made my year, and I love this company, but I'd like to, one, work closer to my community. Number two, I think I can make a little bit more money, and this might be a good time for me to make a transition. And so I had made that promise to her a year before. And I said, well, okay, we'll start looking. We work with her current employer to say, here's her plan, here's what she wants to do. And that employer understands and helped us move her into her next journey, which was then going to another level. The success story here is the fact that here's an individual that came to us, referred to us in crisis, comes to us, works her plan, worked her whole year of stability, got stable, and then went on into another opportunity, and flourished in that opportunity. And to this day is still in contact with us. The opportunities that come to her in her life have been many. She's always seen Milwaukee Jobs work as a advocate, but also as a support agent, in the sense of helping her kind of maneuver through all this.
United Way's RBEA initiative supports local programs at agencies like Milwaukee Jobs Work, in helping people not only find work, but achieve employment that is dignified, stable, and allows them to provide for their families and save for the future. Pathways to Healthcare Careers is a program at Milwaukee Jobs Work designed to help individuals advance in positions offering livable wages in the high-demand healthcare field. Donations to the RBEA initiative support this very important work.
with the United Way, and that's why I'm so excited to be part of this reducing barriers to employment and advancement, because that's what we do. This pathways to healthcare careers, which is the foundation of what we got the United Way grant on. And so we're working with the healthcare organizations to connect our members, the people that we serve, to mid-skill careers within healthcare, which is a great opportunity. And our program is based on a preparation phase, a stability phase, and then an advancement phase. And the preparation is all the stuff I talked about, is getting people to separate who they are from what they've done and build the dignity. And the stability is getting them to work through the barriers while they're learning to work. And then once they become stable in employment, we move to the advancement phase. And so our United Way grant is focused on now building out this advancement piece into healthcare. And it's, so it's building on the whole point about people couldn't keep a job. Well, if we do our preparation work and we do our stability work with the people, now they're ready to get to the, that all-important advancement, which is where we want to go, which is to get them a living wage, full-time job with benefits that are going to lift them out of poverty.
And as we come to a close, I would love to leave you all with a quote from the late South African social rights activist and president, Nelson Mandela. Overcoming poverty is not a gesture of charity. It is an act of justice. It is the protection of a fundamental human right, the right to dignity and a decent life. Thank you so much for listening. I encourage you all to learn more about this work and how you can get involved by visiting the United Way website, UnitedWayGMWC.org.